So here we are, 49 days to the Omer. That's a very significant.
That's
a very significant.
It's a full 7 weeks.
And holding by Daf Mem in honor of Har Sinai. 40 days.
That's Moriah.
Everything works out for the best. So, okay, we were holding in the middle of the sugya of the dinim of washing with hot water on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And we just completed Lamed Tes, Amid Beis, and we're up to Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, which is right smack bang in the middle of the larger lines. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was midway between the shittas of Rabbi Meir, who held that a person cannot use even cold water to wash off his entire body. So you can't shower in cold water on Shabbos. Kol shekein in water that was heated before Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon is matir even in hot water from the Erev Shabbos, although please note that the heter is lehishtatef, which is to wash off, not necessarily lirchotz, but it's to shower, but not necessarily to bathe. And Rabbi Yehuda has the midway shita. Bechamin asur, betzonein mutar. Usually, the halacha follows the midway shita, who is called the da'at hamachria. So he's right in between the two shitot. Comes along now, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, and he quotes Rabbi Yochanan and is saying that the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef was concerned that maybe the psak that Rabbi Yochanan said, halachic Rabbi Yehuda, was something that actually he hadn't heard directly from Rabbi Yochanan, but was assuming that Rabbi Yochanan would have said because of the klal that we paskin like the Deah HaMachrat. And therefore he asked him, Omele Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Baba Chana, when you paskined according to Rabbi Yochanan, you claimed that Rabbi Yochanan said, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Beferush Shemilacha or Mechalala Shemilacha? Did you hear that psak from him articulated just like that, Halach is Rabbi Yehuda, or did you derive it by implication of something else that he had said? Now, whenever the Gemara says this, the formula is to immediately ask, what implication? Because you don't ask a question like this unless you have something particular in mind. So my klala, what was he assuming was the source of this psak if it wasn't something that he heard it directly? Rabbi Yosef was afraid that this entire thing was actually just another implication of Rabbi Tanchum, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted Rabbi Yanai, who quoted Rabbi. This was an ancient approach that kol makom she'ata motze shnayim chalukim ve'achad machria halacha kedivrei hamachria. Wherever you find two people being cholik, such as here, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, they argue about the extreme cases. According to Rabbi Meir, it's usher to take even an ice cold shower on Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter to even take a hot shower on Shabbos as long as the water was cooked from before. So here, the Deah, that's Machrat, and the Halakha is Mechot Machria, Halakha Kedevrei HaMachria, which would mean Rabbi Yehuda, who says, well, not hot water, but yes, cold water. Maybe that's what you were relying on, because the Klal says in every such case you can rely on this rule except for one particular case. Chutz Mikulei Matlaniot. The only case that is an exception was the case that we had earlier, you'll remember, the question where you had a small piece of rag that you had set aside for using as a patch, as a drain stopper, or for a hot water, you know, what do you call it, a pot holder. And over there we had a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Akiva was right smack bang in the middle, the question whether you hang it on a hook as opposed to putting it in the garbage pail. We had three levels. And over there, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's the one case where we don't paskin like the Machria. Ein halacha kedivrei Machria. First of all, the reason would be because actually Rabbi Akiva would not. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Shabbos Rabbi Eliezer Machmir Rabbi Yeshua Meikel. Even though there you also have a classic case where we go from one extreme to the other, even if it's thrown into the garbage pail as opposed to something that's put into a special container in which it's held. Rabbi Akiva is machriya b'nehem, but ain't al v'karka d'vraya machriya in that case. Why? Number one, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't register in a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, and as a Talmud, he can't be machriya between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That's first of all, besides which, as we know in the end, it says that Rabbi Akiva actually agreed to Rabbi Yeshua because he was medayik in the word Ptilat HaBeged, instead of Shel Beged, not Shel Beged. Okay, but whatever, but that's the case. So he ended up agreeing to Rabbi Yeshua. So I'm afraid, says Rabbi Yehoshua, that's what you're relying on. Says Gemara, no, and if he is, I mean, what's wrong? It certainly seems to cover the case awfully well. I mean, so what bothers you if he's saying it as an implication instead of as an open, articulated psak? Ah! Because this again is part of the formula. Michlola itmar, did you hear it directly? Michlola itmar. Right away the formula goes, mine, chlola, what would that be? Then the question would be, v'im michlola mine, then who cares? And then the answer is offered as to why this case may differ. So, im michlola mine, this case may differ because dil mahani mili b'matznitin. Maybe the rule of following the machriya is only stated on things in which the two deot are mentioned in a Mishnah, and you have a dat machrat mentioned in the Mishnah. Avo bebraita, in this particular case, we do not have a Mishnah that sets forth the extremes, and we don't take it, therefore, to be a final description of all of the shitot in this. Maybe we don't say bebraita alone. Maybe we wouldn't follow the dat machriya. By the way, there is some serious disagreement about the nature of the mechanism of halacha kedat machriya. Rashi uses the svara of rov. So in other words, he says, look, basically what you have is you have a rov against Rabbi Meir, that asers tzonim, because in that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree. And you have a rov against Rabbi Shimon as matar b'chamin, because Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree. So all that we're doing is really applying the din of rov. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say it has nothing to do with following a rov. It has to do with a svara that comes between extremes and takes into consideration basically both extremes and comes out with a solution that is more inclusive. There's tremendous differences between these two shitas as to when we would apply a das machriya. And it's important to keep it in mind because there's a lot of kashas that we'll see if we remember this yesod as to where we apply it and where we don't apply it.
Can a posek say the das machriya on his own, or it has to be?
Well, that's the shaila we're saying over here. That's the question. Is a das machriya only where we have a definitive, in a Mishnah, definitive setup of the three dayot, or is there a general rule that you can arrive at a das machriya and follow? Well, there's something like that is this for it, yes. Not Rashi's approach, but there are other approaches that are similar to that idea. On my way, so Rabbi Yosef said, well, I can actually let you relax about that issue, because I did hear it, the Feirish, and we don't have to worry about that possibility. I'm a Feirish merely. I heard Rabbi Yochanan say those words, I pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so it was not that I was jumping into conclusions. Itma, chami chuhu chamum erev Shabbat.
He still doesn't know what Rabbi Yochanan said.
Yeah, no, that's how Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean?
Rabbi Yochanan said it in Kuala.
No, we don't know, but we know that he said it in Feirish. When you had hot water that was warmed up from before Shabbos, Rav Amar l'machar rochets behen kol gufo ever ever. The next day, you're allowed to wash your entire body, but not at one time. So you could wash each separate limb, as long as you're not doing it all together. Where Shmuel says, no, the heter of using hot water is only this can only be if you're washing your hands and your face and your feet, which require more tipul. But the rest of your body, you can't wash Eivareiv. Now, there's a big machlokas what a shmul means literally. You can't wash anything but panav yada v'raglav because of the fact that panav yada v'raglav are exposed, and therefore they're more likely to get dirty or infected or whatever, or whether this is just an example. In other words, as long as you don't wash most of your body, you wash a particular area of your body, it's not a problem. There's a different shittas in the Rishonim about this issue. L'maisa, as we'll see on our Friday discussion, Bezrat Hashem, we accept that it doesn't mean literally panav yada v'raglav, and the question is just not to do all of your body, most of your body.
What's the difference
between what?
With the hishtatzeh we had before and...
This says l'rchotz, which means not just to pour water over it, but actually to let it soak and so on and so forth. Again, we'll see this. This is another one of these extremely complicated sugyas in which there are so many different approaches. You see, b'chlal, it's not clear exactly what the problem is in all of this. Like, you know, what exactly are we worried about? Are we worried about somebody, heating water on Shabbos? What are we afraid of? You're going to cook on Shabbos? Is that what we're afraid of?
What about Memphis?
Are we afraid of, we'll get to all of those cases. Basically, the end result of the sugya is something called Zerat Merchatzot. It's the way it came to be called. Zerat Merchatzot, a lot of different shitas. One shita among the Rishonim, which is very problematic because of the Chametzferia issue, which they were matir, as we'll see. Now, one shita among the Rishonim, one very important shita, is that the problem over here was drying, not washing. And the fear was that in drying you would come the day schita, because you can squeeze the towel or you can squeeze your hair and thereby be over on schita. And so in order to avoid that whole issue, they offered a real bath experience. And that would account for some of the differences. Another problem, and this is a very interesting one, is the problem was the possible mixing of cold and hot water, which is really the modern problem. It's interesting. We don't have a problem. We could turn off the boiler before Shabbos. And then we've got nice hot water insulated, stored for us to use all Shabbos long. Except for the unfortunate problem is that no hot water will come out unless cold water is going in. So when you turn on your hot water faucet, in goes cold water that will be mixed with the hot water. Most people don't even take that into consideration. I turn off my
boiler.
What's the problem? You'll end up cooking with chamei ha'or, assuming that electricity is chamei ha'or, and then you will be over, because we saw that chamei ha'or, everybody is moda, is considered to be real disho. So there are those who show them all, that's the problem, that people are simply not aware that chamei ha'or has been a real disho. Since that was a question that we raised earlier, what's the status of chamei ha'or? People don't take that for granted, and because of that, we made our gzeirah merchatzot. Now, there's other issues that are also involved, even ranging to questions about whether it could come to carrying. This has become like a major thing, which again is one of these combination issues. V'horaya, despite the fact that everybody screams at those who says that there's a gezeirah matlaniot, what are you going to do about the chametzveria? Well, people don't use towels in chametzveria, and so on and so forth. It's clear that the issue was over here, bathhouses, merchatzaot, which is a whole experience. You're supposed to be presented with a towel, and you stick around, and you're mezia, and they have to keep the temperature hot, and so on and so forth. Because of that, we have a lot of different halakas about these heterim, even when there's something is mutter to be washed, and many who answer it being washed, even that area which can be washed, in a merchatz. Because that's a standing gezeira merchatzos, we're not talking about merchatz. The place itself creates now new isurim, which is fascinating, but we're going to be seeing a lot of this as we go on, so I just wanted to introduce, it's another one of these kira, which means hopelessly complicated, in terms of the many different shikas and how they interrelate in the sugya, there's at least four different ways of approaching the whole question of Zerat Merchatzaot. So we'll see some of the mashmoyot as we go along.
Would our private bathrooms would be the same?
The heterim would apply to our private bathrooms. So far, what are the issues that we've seen? Let's wait until we finish this again. What are the factors that we need to take into consideration on Shabbos and before Shabbos? Obviously, the temperature of the water, hot and cold. We needed to take into consideration whether it's in a kli or whether it's in a karka, which is one of the things that we mentioned yesterday about where the machlokas is between Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. We need to take into consideration the question whether it's Cham Hil or whether it's actual Chama, or whether it's Toldo to Chama, Toldo to Or. And then some of the things that I just mentioned now, which is the Cheshoshos of Schita or of mixing and so on. Meitve. So we ask, and of course what we just said, is how much? How much will you be washing? What areas of your body will you be washing? Those are two separate issues. Because if we learn the second way here, then we're being matir up till rov, but not only panavet of aragla, which is we don't want you to have most of your body washed. Shmuel says no. Bloi tir lochotz ela panavet of aragla. Beite. Chamichu chamumi erev shabbat, limachar ochetz behem panav yadav veraglav, avolokol gufa. Here it says, Bitferush, you can't wash your whole body. What's Rav saying? It's okay, you can wash your whole body as long as you don't do it all at one time. So it's a tiyuf to the Rav. Amalacha Rav, no. When it says not your whole body, it means not your whole body at once. Don't get into the bathtub, is what it means. Lo kol gufo bevat achat. But you could do ela eber. You could do it one part at a time. So then why does it say panavyot of a raglav? Upon a yad of aragav katani, it means you can wash parts of your body the way you wash upon a yad of aragav. Just giving you an example, because you think, gee, it's a little bit strange to wash parts of your body. You never washed your hand before, never washed your feet, never washed your face. Why is that? What's so strange about that? So good. So now you'll choose. What about you? As long as you don't do it all together? That's all that it means.
On
top is Rav. That's Rav. Now we're talking about the Braita. Rav has to now explain the Braita. It shouldn't be a Tiyufta. So he's explaining that's what it means. Toshma, how about this Braita? Lo hitiru lirchotz b'chamin shulchamu b'arav Shabbat, ela panavya b'varaglav. Good, I already told you. It's the same thing here as it did there. You could keep bringing me 100 of these. I'll answer them all the same way, so don't bother. Hachinami, kein panavya b'varaglav. That's all. There is a brayta that says, like Shmuel, Ferush Chamin Shulchamu Me'erev Shabbat, V'machar Rochetz Behem Panav Yadav V'raglav Avalo Kol Gufo Eber Be'Eber. Is that clear? V'Eit Zorach Loma, and for sure, if it was Chamin Shulchamu on Yontav, that there were also going to be Machmir. Now, by the way, that too is a big shaila. Why are we machmir? Why exactly are we machmir on warming up water on Yantav? I mean, isn't that a tzorachochol nefesh, basically? Here too, there's a major machlokas in about what how to understand this, especially considering that later on we'll see that to be mezia is considered to be a tzorachochol nefesh. So if a schwitz is awful, tell me a bath isn't. Well, what's the meaning of that? And here comes Tosfos, a very, very important Tosfos, who is miyaseh the following halacha, that things that are done for oneg, they're done because they're pleasurable, but are not necessarily things that someone would do every day, and is therefore not necessarily shaveh l'chol nefesh. You're going to say that I need to take a bath. Yeah, that's not shaveh l'chol nefesh. The idea of tzorach ochol nefesh are things that people would in general do. It's not something people would in general not take a bath on Yontav. It's not something that is pressing. So you'll say, and schwitzing is? No, of course not. Schwitzing is much less. But schwitzing is healthy.
time to digest.
In other words, people, no, but it's part of what people do as a health guy. You go to a health club, you go into the schmitz.
Bathing nuts.
We're just talking about bathing. We're not talking about swimming. Swimming is mutter. That we'll talk about later on. We have to distinguish between showering, bathing, and swimming. We're talking right now about bathing. By the way, for those of you who are unaware, that is the heter to smoke on yantar. The only heter to smoke on yantar is not shovel a chol nefesh, or what right you have to burn a stick of tobacco. It's because it supposedly was healthy, so they were matir, because it's good for the digestion. So in other words, the etzem it's chol yantar. If you don't know, it's healthy.
There are never
health
with it, but don't say it's ochel nefesh.
That's a new answer. but it's just interesting how that sock was directly the basis of the heter. So anyway, some learn that that's the Tosfos learns that that's the issue, which means according to him it would be an issue of the Arisa to heat up water on Yom Tov for purposes of the bath. And therefore, according to him, we have basically the same gezeiros. Once an issur d'oraita on Shabbos, once an issur d'oraita on Yantav. It's not so. Where we're machmer on Yantav, we're machmer because of a regular gezeira, like any other gezeira. But according to those shitas and many shitas who disagree and hold it a tainuk that everybody shares at one point or another, why isn't that called shavu l'chol nefesh? Tainugim are not shavu l'chol nefesh. According to them, this is only basically an extension of the overall takana, the Gabi Shabbos. So, in other words, we made this one din in Merchatzaot, unless, of course, you take into consideration the other issues, you know, the Shechita questions and so on, which wouldn't be mutter. Again, something to take into consideration, to be discussed at greater length, anyway, in our review.
It's different, right?
Which part?
The way we relate to bathing and shower. I mean, today
different than what?
Than in the time of the war. Now, everybody would do it because we bathe every day.
Would agree every today.
Which yeshiva is you going to? you haven't been in a yeshiva dorm lately.
Second day, yes, the guys were doing like a shower.
So would all the people around them.
Yeah, I was saying, we're talking about pleasure, like the personal pleasure thing. It seems like more of a pleasure for others.
Rava actually said over Rav differently than we quoted Rav before. And he said, he said that Rav didn't say you can do Aver as long as it's not at one time. But rather that what Rav said was that Chamin Shechamumi Erev Shabbat Lemachar Omar Rav Rochetz Bem Kol Gufo Umishayer Eiver Echad. Actually, Rav said something very different. Rav said you can wash your entire body as long as you leave out one part. So in other words, don't treat it the way you would treat it as if it was mamish b'chol. Eisvei Kol Hanitim.
What's the big issue of the whole body?
Okay, it's just a question of what this Gzeres Merchatzos is. If you're not going to be able to deal with it the way you would when you go to the bathhouse, then we're avoiding a lot of our problems. Whatever those problems are, as I mentioned, there's a number of different sheets as to what those problems are.
The last price works out
of 22. No, it's worse now, because Eitzvei Kol Hani Tiyuf, and we asked all those other Tiyuftas. And here, what's he going to say? It means Ke'ein Ponaviyot Varaglov. I mean, you can't say that anymore because it isn't Kain Panaviyana. Right? He said you could do it all at one time. So it's not Kain Panaviyana Varaglov. So according to this version, Erafinami. So according to this version, that's a Tiyufta. That's a problem.
Well,
yeah, right? The first two are definitely Tiyufta.
No, the last one, so
Omar. Okay, fine. But the other one is for sure a Tiyufta. This one you may try to answer by saying that means not the entire body Aver, you leave one Aver out, but certainly what would be the point of saying then that not go Gufo Aver? Who cares if it's Aver? Why is Aver even an issue? Never, in this version of Rav, he didn't entertain Aver. Omer Rav Yosef Le'abaye. You know, I'm interested to know, Rabba, did Rabba, I mean, he quoted Rav, did he actually do it? Did he take a shower, on Shabbos? Mika Avida Kishvaita Daram? Abaya said, well, I don't know what he's talking about. Well, I understand. Of course he didn't. We just said it was the Tiyufta, didn't we? Well, he's done a mighty boiler. She did the law of it. He told that we just said Tiyufta, and according to this Lashon, it was a Tiyufta. He didn't have any answer. Yeah. But Lo Shmiale, he didn't. There's a number of different Yersos, but let's take the simplest one. Rav Yosef knew that Rav had not heard that Tiyufta. So, then what is he asking again? I mean, so if he knows that Rav didn't hear that Tiyufta, why wouldn't he have followed Rav? Rav always followed Rav. The Yom Rabbi called Mile Demar Ovid to Rav, Bar Mehani Klat, Ovid to Shmuel. Remember? Abaye said many times, everything that Rabbah did, he followed Rav's Shita, except for three things. And that was that he did like Shmuel, in which Matila mi Beged la Beged, Madlika mi Ner la Ner, Balochik Rabbi Shimon bi Grira. Those were things in which he went against Rav. But other than that, he followed Rav. So what are you asking? I mean, Mamanuchak, if he knew the Tiyufta, if Rabbah knew there was a Tiyufta and Rav, then why would he follow him? And if he didn't think there was a Tiyufta and Rav, then he did follow him. So what's the question exactly? Ah, the question is that Kechumre the Rav Abid, Kekule the Rav Lo Abid. The cases you brought, there were three cases where Rav went Lechumra, that he didn't follow Rav. He only went Lekula like Shmuel. But in a case where Rav was going Lekula, and he was being matir to wash up Shabbos, Shmuel was going Lechumra. There, sometimes he followed Rav, sometimes he followed Shmuel. I want to know, Sir Yosef. In this case, which one did he do? That was my question. Tana Rabban, Merchat Shepakaku Nikavav Mi Erev Shabbat. Now, what exactly is Pakaku Nikavav? There's a number of different approaches. Rashi has two of them. One of them is that it means you close basically all of the air off in the bathhouse, in the Merchat, so that it stays steaming hot and not much heat is lost from the mikveh because there's no air circulation, so that then you come back Mitzvah Shabbos and it's still boiling hot and there's no problem.
What was the Shabbos? Why not?
Well, because of that question, Rashi adds a different shot, which he brings from Yitzchak HaLevi, which he says is the Iker Shabbos. So Pakaku Nikavav means the intake. Basically, what they would have is these holes which were open to the furnace area, the heating area, and those holes were sealed, whether they were pipes or they were just holes which was exposed close to the surface of the fire. They were poking those holes so there wouldn't be mosif heat on Shabbos. And therefore, there was no problem of using the heating of the water on Shabbos immediately after Shabbos.
Why?
Because it wasn't mosif any heat. And therefore, what they did was, with the Matzai Shabbat, Rochetz Bo Minyad, and Pakakunikavav Me'erev Yom Tov. Furthermore, if Erev Yom Tov they were poking, then on Yom Tov itself, you could go in, and you could use it as a shvitz. Nichnasu mezia, but then you'd have to walk out of the inside area, and you could shower off in the Beit HaChitzon, and even though that certainly was a little bit strange, because it looked looked like you were doing a rechitza after going to the Beit HaMerchatz, but since over here it was pakuk, and that's the way that they were shomer, that it shouldn't get over hot. So it was clear that it wasn't coming as part of your Merchatz experience, but as part of your Zeya experience.
You would take a cold shower after?
Cold shower, lechora. Omer Rav Yehuda, actually, truth is it's an Aglogus Rishon. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maaseh b'merchatz shel Bnei Brak. Now, of course, since this was in Bnei Brak, they were very machmis. Shepakaku nikavav me'erev Yom Tov. And the next day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva came in to the Bnei Brak mikveh and they used it for Shvitz, Viziubo, and then Yatsu v'nishtatfum v'beit achitzon, but that wasn't just your old-fashioned standard kind of closed mikveh. They did the extra special B'nai Brak Mahadran approach, and the Mahadran approach was that they covered over the entire top of the mikveh with a cover of boards.
This was hot water they were covering.
Yeah. Why did they do that? Why did they do that? Because they wanted to make it very clear they covered the top of the mikveh itself with boards. Yeah. So that the cover didn't allow the heat to be mechamein on Shabbos, and it was there from before. Rashi said Shabbos. Apparently his girsa here, according to some, was that the story took place on Shabbos, which creates all kinds of problems with the Sigulay. They'd have to learn that this was before the Gezerah. We'll see, it was the Gezerah on Zeah, which was a little problematic for the timing. But in any event, the issue over here was that in covering over the top of the hot water on Shabbos or Yom Tov, almost everybody else, many hold that Rashi's nurse was also Yom Tov, but that this is the way Rashi says here, Shabbos is not meant Shabbos specifically. That therefore they covered it so that it shouldn't be as if it was heated for schwitzing on Yom Tov. Kishibah davar lefnei chachamim amru, and when the chachamim heard about it, they said that mahadrin is not necessary. Afal pi she'in chamin shalom mefut b'minisarim, it would have been just as kosher if they hadn't put on the cover over the hot water.
Because they were pokek.
Because it was pokuk. Umisha rabu ovrei avera. However, when ovrei avera started becoming very, very popular, they then started making gezeiros to aser this. And the way that they asked it was sort of was gradual, as we'll see. So it's chilul le'esor.
Now,
we'll see. Ambatiot. Now, the public baths of large towns, shel krachim, which are very large, really, public baths, which where the heat is dispersed all around. If you want a schwitz there, you need a special schwitz room. So over there, you can go by and metayel behem ve'eno foshesh. Over there, even though you may sweat a little bit, that's not a real schwitz. In a small town where basically the hot water bath is the schwitz, because it gets so hot in there and there's no air, there's no circulation, then you wouldn't be allowed even to be metayel. Now let's explain this. My ovrei avera. What exactly was happening? The Amr of Shimon ben Pazi, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Bitzchila hayuro chatzim bechamin shulchamumi erev Shabbat. Actually, things used to be okay. People would go in and they would take their baths, and the water was heated before Shabbos. Then hitchilu habalanim lachem b'Shabbat v'omrim mi'erev Shabbat ulchamu. Then the balanim would actually start heating the water on Shabbos. And they would claim that it was actually from before Shabbos.
Are these Jews?
This is very strange. I mean, we don't find that we're choshesh for blatant chilul Shabbos in these gezeiros. There's a number of different approaches. The Balanim are Jewish. Some learn that it means that they had goyim heat the baths and didn't want to tell them that they were obviously not allowed to use the malacha of a nokri that's done for a Jew. So they pretend that it was from before Shabbos. Others learn, and this is the most reasonable approach because it talks to us directly about the Gezeirah Merchatzot, that it means that the water was heated from before Shabbos and held in a storage tank, and when the temperature would go down in the bath, they would open up the steaming hot water and mix it, and that was the problem. Because what they were doing is they were cooking the water in the mixture. And they didn't think that that was a problem because they figured there's no Isra Kameh or there's no fire, so why would it be an Isra? And that was the problem exactly, and that's why, in fact, all of these Isra came about, because people in general will do this. Others learn Pshat did I say so far? Goyim.
They did it
more.
They
mixed
it
in
water when it cooled down.
And what was it? What did you have to do? That for me.
Just let it pass again.
No. I flipped out of my head for a second. Okay. You'll kind of come back as I talk about something else. So therefore, they answered now for the Balanim, they answered because of this to use the actual hot water. So Asurat HaChamim, nonetheless, a tirat hazeah, but you could still use it as a schwitz, as we saw before. Problem is that people would then come in. Now, daina yuro chatzim b'chamim, people would use the hot water, and they would claim, "What do you mean? I only went in for schwitz. What's the problem?" No, it's not the sweat. Afterwards, I washed off the cold water. I am wet, but I'm going to the bathhouse to take a bath. Right. Where the original was on Shabbos, the Zerav Shabbos. The Gezeira started gradually. So, Vomru Mezim Anach, Asula Metazeya, but Itiru Chami Tveria. They still allowed them to go to geothermal springs. Okay, so everybody would go take a hot bath and would claim, "I just came back from Chami Tveria."
And in Jerusalem.
Is that or is it the people
that
didn't see the
disbelief? The Omrim Bechametveria Rachatzno. Asrulahem Chametveria. So they had the Asrulahem, but at least you could still use cold water. Ra'ul She'in Adavar Omeid Lahem. They saw it just wasn't going to go. People weren't going to buy this there.
It's hot, Tveria.
So we know that you can't be Gozer on a Tzibur when they're not able to accept the gezer, to retire lahem chametveria. They were therefore matir chametveria, but they didn't undo the Yisran Zeya on Shabbos, and Zeya b'mekoma omed. Says Rava, by the way, you'll notice that it says over here, Misharabu ovrei avera. I mean, what did they do? What? It was a big deal. All they did was they took a bath on Shabbos when they were told not to take a bath on Shabbos. Is that over out there? It says Rabbi, from here you see that high man to over adirabonan shori lemikra le'avaryana. A guy who is over on an isra derabonan is considered to be over avera, and he can be so termed. Of course, the Chofetz Chaim goes to town on this one. That this only means similar to merchatzos, where it's merabin. And it's Bifar Hesya, and everybody sees that the guy's trampling all over it. It's a drabona, and you saw it yourself because it's in public, etc., etc. Stam to call somebody Varyana because of that. So how do you know this Truki Haitan? Says over here, he's every Averes. Now, Ambatiyocho Krachin, you said, Mitayel. The next thing you said was, if it's a big town, then you could go through the public bed. But, says Rabbi, my Rabbi, Dabke Krachim. I mean, that's only because it's the big town, Abu de Kfarim Lo. You couldn't go into a small town, mikveh, maybe into a sauna or something.
So listen to the
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why? Because Kiva de Zudrin, since they're so small, the saunas, Nafi Shavlayim, you can't walk through it without sweating. So therefore, it keeps the heat in a long time. Tom Rabbanu, mitchamim adam kinegan hamidura v'yotzei umishtatev bitzonim. A person can go in, get boiling hot in his sauna, and then go outside of the sauna and pour cold water on himself, b'mishtatev on Shabbos. But he can't do it the other way around. He can't first be mishtatev b'tzonim and then be mitchamim keneged hamidura. Because then b'tnei shemavshir mayim sha'alav. Because then if he'd be doing that, then he'd be basically cooking the water that's on him. The mavshir mayim sha'alav means, according to most, that in that case he would be basically bathing in hot water, because he's making the water hot while it's on you. So it's part of the Gezeiras Merchatzos. But it's not that it's osur to warm, because we're going to see throughout the sugya that it's mutter actually to warm water, as long as you don't heat it. And for drinking purposes, it's okay. It's only where you're going to end up being washed up in hot water, which is what happens if you go back into the sauna. So if you go back into the sauna on Shabbos, then you're going to be heating the cold water that you just put on you, and that ends up being basically a bath in hot water.
So you can't go to the cold place and
then it's the hot place. Tana Rabbana. We're not talking about mikvahs here. Tana Rabbana. Mecham Adam aluntit u'menichal b'nei me'ayim. You can heat up a towel and put it on your aching tummy on Shabbos. And that's very soothing. But you cannot take a hot water kettle and use that to put on your tummy. So you couldn't do that during the week because it's dangerous. You could spill that water all over you and burn yourself. Now, Tosfos learns that the question over here is using the hot water kettle on top of the towel. Oh. And the question is that if the water pours out, you're going to end up coming with the schita of the towel, which makes this part of our schita issue. Or, it says it could be that maybe it would be us because of rufua. So if it's mamish, it turns out like a hot water bottle, that's real rufua, that's a derech rufua. Alunti, it doesn't look so much like rufua. People have heated towels, part of your, part of your fun. But here where it's done clearly for rufua, we don't allow it.
Dry towels or wet towels?
Dry towels. Tana Rabbana, mevi adam kiton mayim, umeinicha kineged hamedura, lo bishvil sheyechamu, ala bishvil shetafit tzinatana. Here actually is the raya that we don't have a problem in being warming up water a little bit for drinking purposes. And the only problem before was the other, by the way,
bathing.
It's just referring to the Finnish experience. There's a whole question in the Rishonim, what's the issue of using cold water? I mean, what's Rebbe Meir asking? Cold water, for heaven's sakes, we're going on, really going overboard, right? So one shita is that because what could happen is that you're going to go and get yourself all heated up in front of the Madura, and then you'll put on cold water and you'll end up heating the cold water from your body. So everybody shouts, nobody takes such a hot sauna that they could actually heat the water on their body. The person wants to roast himself? Ain't there, and obviously they've never been in Finland. where the minig is literally to roast yourself and not mamish boiling, literally boiling.
Yeah, but your body doesn't change the temperature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your body itself cannot change that temperature. That's a medical fact. Don't tell them that.
Okay. So anyway, just apropos to the Finnish experience, it ties in very beautifully with our sheet that's in there.
Well, then,
this is Bedavka sauna. So notice what happens is he's mischamim kineged hamecham over here. And then after he's good and hot, he pours cold water on him. But he's so hot that the cold water actually is heated. that was the reason Rabbi Meir answered Rechitza Bitzonin, according to some. Okay, but here when it comes to drinking, we don't have a problem if you're taking a pitcher of water, putting it even connected an open fire, but with the understanding that you'd only want it to get a little warmish, lashon poshrin, mafshir is poshrin, but not to actually boil it, obviously, or to even bring it to Yatzalot as well, which is the Shir of Bishop. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mevi'a Isha Pach Shel Shemen, a woman could also bring a container of oil, Umenichato Keneged HaMendura, and leave it in front of an open fire, Lo B'Shvil SheYevashel, Ela B'Shvil SheYifasher, only to make it poshri, tepid. And basically, I mean, you have over here someone wants to change a baby. It's ice cold, the weather is cold. What are you doing? You don't have heat in your house. And you want to use baby oil. You don't want to put cold, freezing cold oil on the baby. So therefore, you take the container of the oil and you heat it up. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, you can't heat up the container, but what you can do is, the woman can put the oil on her own hand, hold it in front of the fire so that it warms on her hand, and then use it to change the diaper. And that's not a problem, even though the water will be warm and the baby will be comfortable. And we'll see in the Gemara what we have here, a three-way machlok. In other words, the Tanakhama for some reason doesn't talk about Shemen at all. And then we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, the opposite extreme. He not only talks about Shemen, he says, you can't even keep it in front of the Madura. And Rabbi Yonah says you could keep it in front of the Madura. So Iboyelu, Shemen Mahu the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, what is the din of Shemen? I mean, it doesn't say anything about it. It talks about water. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they both say, he doesn't even know if Shemen's an issue. So Tavayel had Terah. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no. He answered Shemen completely. So here's how to learn it. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amar Tavayel had Terah. The Tanakhama says, Shemen, you can even cook Av HaPishayat Soled as well. It wouldn't matter. It put it in front of the fire, even though it gets boiling hot. Why? Because Kesavat Tanakama Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishol. Nothing happens to oil that you boil. So what's the point? It doesn't do anything. Kamin, you want kamin, you drink kamin. What do you do with Shemen that's hot exactly? What's the pool of bishol on water? Bishol is supposed to achieve something. So it's we're used to thinking that bishul means making something hot. That's not exactly the truth. Bishul means improving something in a way that makes it now more edible or more palatable. What are you doing to Shemen? So therefore, Shemen, who cares? You never drank coffee in your life? So there, when you make it ayatollah, as well, doesn't make any difference. There ain't bishul bishul. Also, Rabbi Yehuda Lameimar, Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has Bishul, but fine, and you can be Mavshiret. Have Shero Lo Zehu Bishul. I mean, just warming it up a little bit, that's not called being Mavashul. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and says, well, no, wait, just a minute. Shemen not only has Bishul, but that's the whole point. The only value of Shemen, Mevushal, is where it's actually not, it doesn't have to be boiling hot, but its hapshara per se is its bishul. Therefore, you can't do it the way you would do it during the week. You'd have to, you'd have to make a shinui of some kind. And so over here, you can make the shinui of warming it on your hand, which is not normally the way people are mabashu, and then you can use it for a baby. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, whereas Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is on the contrary. Tanakhama holds the most common, Yotzei Surah. He holds that Shemen, Apopi She'en Ayada, Yatzalet is Boaz Asr, because Kesavah Shemen Yesh Ba Mishum Bishu, that Shero Zer Bishulo, and he did not give any way to be matir with some kind of kunz of doing it Kila Akhir Yad and so on. And so Mameva, he's the one that's most machmer, according to the way I'm learning the approach over here. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Atzer Rabbi Yehuda Lameimar. No, Shemen, yes, you could cook, but have Shero Lo Zeh Bishulo, you'd have to cook it actually till it's Yatzalet Espo. As long as you're careful not to do that, you can actually take a bottle of oil and leave it in front of the fire. Comes along with Shemen Gamliel and says, well, Tadakam is right, that Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishulo, Ed is right, that have Shero Zeh Bishulo. But, so, in a sense, so then is he saying the same thing? Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakhama, and he can't, but the difference is, he can now go after Yad. Rav Shimon Gamliel gives a way in which he's matter doing it if you need to do it for the baby. So you could do it Kalahakriyat, which the Tanakhama apparently answered. And the only thing that he allowed was for water, not for shemen. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen Ve'echad Mayim, Yatzo Let It Bo Asur. It's Asur to bring it to Yatzo Let It Bo. Ein Yatzo Let It Bo Mutar. But isn't Yatzo Let It Bo, I mean, a very individual kind of thing? I mean, some people are very nervous about hot water. Some people don't respond to water that other people do. I mean, hechidam yatzol as well. Is there some objective standard for yatzol as well? Omer Rechava, the objective standard is take a baby and pour it on him and see if you have to drag him to the hospital.
Well,
it's obviously not suggesting this as an experiment. If soft area, sensitive area, like the stomach of a child, of a baby, would actually be scalded by this water, that's objective, because scalding is not how you're responding to nerves. It's how you're actually, the cells are damaged. So if it would be nichvet, it would be scalded, then it's considered to be yatzoletitba, even if an adult doesn't particularly care about keeping his hand in that temperature. I once came with Rebbe into a bathhouse. Now this has got to be talked about, as we'll see that the Gezeira of Merchatzos was before the time of Rebbe. Therefore, we saw before Rebbe Yeshua and so on, these were the Rabbein yet of Rebbe Akiva. So it must be talking about the Chametzveri. They never answered Chametzveri. So we once went with him into the Ambat, yeah. And what we wanted was Bikashti La Niachlo Pachal Shemen Bambat, yeah. I wanted to put in some oil into the bath, and that way he would have hot oil for soothing his skin.
The jar of oil,
yeah,
in the bath.
The Omar Lee told the Klesheni, and he told me, no, take some of the hot water, put it into a Klesheni, and then put the oil container in that. So Shema Minatzlat, and from that I learned three things. Shema Minat Shemen Yeshba Mishum Bisho, obviously he held it as an Isser Bisho. Shema Minat Klesheni Eino Mevashel, since he said that it's okay to put into a klisheni, it's clear that there's no problem of bishul in the klisheni. Furthermore, look, obviously I didn't want it to boil, I only wanted to heat it, so it should be comfortable for him. And apparently he held that even just being mafshit was considered to be bishul, and that must be what happened. Now here is where Tosfos asks his problem about the klisheni. This is the famous issue. What in the world is the difference if the temperature is the same? And this is where Tosfos explains the difference between heat and temperature. In other words, the idea of a klisheni being that since it doesn't have a lot of heat in it, even though the water temperature is exactly the same as the water temperature in the kli rishon, it's nonetheless not going to be mevashel because the temperature is dropping here. The amount of heat is less, and the heat's going to be shared now between the Dofnei HaKli. Then the other question, doesn't matter. The other question over here is, how is this Ambati a Kli Rishon? I mean, was Rebbe actually being cooked in the Ambati? I mean,
like a Japanese food. This
is Kamehameha. So Rashi says, because the water was flowing into the tub from Kamehameha, which we conclude a very important thing, that when you have a kli that is attached to the kli rishon, the water is now coming into the kli shayin, then it has the same thing as the original kli from where it's flowing.
Well, that's
that's why he views the ambatya as part of the kli rishon. And this is the famous problem that you have about kalim also. Similar type of problem, which we'll see rise to later on, a spoon that is used for spooning out from
a ladle.
Right, so over there, that's the din of the Kli Rishon because of its constant exposure to the heat of the Kli Rishon. So for all intents and purposes, you need to put it into yet another Kli in order to make it a Kli Sheni. Okay, again, a little diyukim from various sugyas leads to big differences.
Is this the source of the Kli Sheni halacha? Yeah, is this the source of the Kli Sheni?
Yeah, this is where it says, Beferish, the Kli Sheni, I need a Kli Sheni. This is Shema. I mean, other Kli Sheni is not Anima Marshall for me.
Even if it's Yad Soledet.
Even if it's Yad Soledet. That's what's bothering Tosfos. It's the same thing. That's what he's saying. Clearly, it's not a function of temperature. It's a function of heat.
Didn't Rav Moshe in one of his...
There is a shita which is not brought in the Gemara, which is brought among the Rishonim, that if it's once it reaches the temperature of Yad Nichvetvo, that then already there's so much heat because of the level of energy there that it'll end up doing the same thing. What's the difference if you have a lot of heat or you have less heat, but a little bit of material with a higher temperature? So it boils down to the same issue because the energy level ends up being the same.
I think it was going to ask for Moshe even
what were you trying to say?
I think that was what he was asking.
Why would he be trying to ask that? He was still in the opposite direction.
He asked for Moshe.
Was I on target?
No, you were always.
Thank you. Okay, let us continue.
That's okay.
What's again? Have shares of Rishula is only by oil?
By oil.
So even if you say Kishena and Mavasho.
Yes.
But if it's not Mavasho, but it's doing Hefshero.
Hefshero Zeo Bishula only where it's Shayach to be Mavasho. Yes, and that actually, if you take a look around, the way Rashi puts it, Shma mina hefshero b'makom haro'ui l'bishul zeo bishula. Thank you for bringing that up. I should have mentioned it. Okay. Asks the Gemara, this is an interesting thing, because how did they have a conversation in the bathhouse? I thought you're not allowed to speak to Divrei Torah in the bathhouse. Anyway, we're getting shmamina tlat of these major halakas, we're tracing it back to. And when we were in the shower, and I mean, what?
Maybe it was in the outer room.
No, it was clearly he was inside of the water. Ask the Gemara, Vehechi Avinachi, how did they have this conversation? The Omer Rabba Ben Bachama, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bachom Makom, Mutar Laher, so what was going on? Maybe you'll say, well, they didn't speak in Hebrew. Okay, but Dafka talked in English.
Aramaic?
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking. You think it could have been that? So maybe you'll say, that's what happened over here. That wouldn't have made any difference. The Omer Abai, Dvarim Shel Chol, Mutar Lo Omran B'Lashon HaKodesh. And Shokodesh or Surlom Ramalashim Chol. It's not the language that's Koveya here at all. It's the content. So how in the world did he tell him this thing?
Shouldn't he have said it Afrushe
Mi'isura Shaine. It's different when you're trying to get somebody to stop from doing an Isser. He was about to put that oil into the hot water, and he would have been there for Mivashalit. And so Mimela, in order to avoid him, he told him to put it into a Kli Sheni. Now the question is, I mean, what did he have to say, put it into a Kli Sheni? He could have said, don't do that!
Does he want to
by telling him, put it into a Kli Sheni, he's already teaching him all kinds of avokas and shmam and atlas, and I don't understand why. Well, I mean, that's still us, sir, no?
But it says, v'kashti.
So the Ramban answers, v'kashti doesn't mean I asked him.
No?
No. So the Ramban says that you're allowed to be marchiv es hadibur when you're being mafresh mitzvah. If you're telling him already, you might as well go all the way. But I mean, the truth is that the truth is that there may have been a misunderstanding if we would have said, "Don't do that." I was like, this, he's telling him already what the what the concerns are. Maybe, I mean, could have come out of Hora'a Le'isser, that would, we didn't mean the Rav Isser, and, you know. There are other approaches besides Ramban's as to how he did this. But it's interesting how we're getting into like the details of what happened exactly. How did this conversation take place? But the raya that you can do this, lafusha mi yisr, teidan, we know that that's true. Because Yomra Yonah Mishnah, ma'aseh b'tabidosh Rabbi Meir, shenichnasach Rav lebeit amrechatz, ubikesh la'diach karka. There was a guy, you know how they always take the little sponge of stick, you know. And everybody takes the squeegee and sort of tries to clean the floor off, you know. So one of the Talmidim wanted to go in with Rabbi Meir, and he wanted to clean off the filthy floor. Omar lo ein medichin. He can't do that. It's because of the problem of our Ashvuye Guma's problem. We don't allow you to
pour water. Stone floor.
Even so, but there's an Isra of Ashvuye Guma's. And if the whole city doesn't have stone floors, we'll talk about all those issues. So then he said, okay, so lo suchlo karka. Omar lo ein sachin. How do you say that? Alma lafrusha misura shani. He said, he didn't say, never mind. He said, in medichin. So in other words, you could tell a person with the strength of a halachic psak. Not stam, no, but this is usr. So you could tell someone what's usr in order to be mafresh misura. So shof, therefore we see that that's a cloud. Hochi nami lafrusha misura shani. Therefore, it must be lafrusha misura is different. Amravina. From here we see that if you would cook in Chametveri, you would be chayev, because the mice of Rebbe had to have been after the Gezerah. And so therefore it must have taken place in Chametveri. Where else would it be? Why did he tell him, put it into a klisheni? Which means that if you would leave it here, you could come to be over. But is that true? I thought you're potter if you cook in the chametzveria. No, he meant chayev. My chayev to come are makat mardut. So in other words, something which is not clearly heated by fire is lamaisa an iser derabbanan. So in other words, when we aser chametzveria and we give you this whole Gehenim stuff and so on, those who are aser and chametzveria are not really saying that this is that you know, the geothermal energy is considered to be chame ur. It's clearly called not chame ur, but it's chame kama, and therefore it's really a aser, but it's also on the minrabana. Omer Rabbi Zera, Ana Chazit Rabbi Avu, the Shat Bambati. You know, I saw Rabbi Avu swimming in the mikveh. Now, I don't know, did he lift up his legs? So that's the question. I couldn't tell whether he was really swimming or whether maybe he was just walking.
Oh, he wasn't in a bathtub on the water. I envisioned him in a thing floating on the water.
No. So. It said the Gemara, what do you mean? How could you think that he would be swimming on Shabbos? I thought you're not allowed to go swimming. Tanya lo yashut adam bibrecha malei amayim. You can't swim in a swimming pool. Afilo amedet bechatzer. Even if it's in a chatzer and there's no chashash of water coming out, you've been taking out water from Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. The whole thing's in a chatzer. Nonetheless, you can't swim on Shabbos. So the reason for this is because of our gzera that maybe you'll make an inner tube for yourself. Okay, but if you don't know how to swim, you're trying to learn how to swim. So you may fashion a tube for yourself.
This is true for Brecha or a river.
Mm-hmm.
This is true for a Brecha or a river.
Or?
A river.
Yeah, the river's worse. We have other issues in the river. Lokasha, how to let what did you do there? I did like you do there. The problem over here is, he's saying I wasn't sure. Because lamaisa, we don't aser shema yitaken klishayev unless it is similar to a nahar. What makes something similar to a Nohar? Here there's two possible Lashonos. There's Rashi's famous pshat of banks. According to Rashi, the meaning of Ichle Gidude, or Letle Gidude, is whether there's an inner edge to the pool, or is the pool a gradual slope. If the pool has a gradual slope, then it's similar to a Nohar.
You mean if it's flush with the ground or not?
Yeah, in other words, if it's made like a container, like a swimming pool, so then it's not confusable with a Nohar. Because the problem over there, when you come to the edge, is that you can dig out with your feet. You dig out a little bit of mud, and that's already Osir, because it's like Gibel. You're mixing it with the water. Mashenki, if it comes down straight, then there's no such hashad.
Step out?
Yeah. I mean, there's no. Why would you be pushing against the muddy part? But the other approach, which all of the other Rishonim say, is that the difference is whether you have an edge to the pool. If you have an edge to the pool, then the water is going to remain in the pool, because even if you splash,
above
the water level, the water will remain in the pool. And therefore, it's not similar to a Nohar. A Nohar, we ask, again, who cares about what's similar to a Nohar, because the water is flying out of the Nohar. The point is, however, again, the particular gzeir that we mentioned with the Nohar is the issue of Klei Shayim. Obviously, we're taking into consideration, as a matter of fact, even some of the Achronim who speak this out, not knowingly, but they speak it out explaining the Minig, why people are so makbid, and that. There's so many other issues that happen in terms of carrying, splashing water, bringing towels, etc., etc. So, okay, so over here, you're in an enclosed chutz. They're all very nice. But if it's so similar that the only thing that's different is that's in a chutz, people will not make the distinction between this and that. So if you've got a real kosher swimming pool, so then there would be no problem. That's what he was saying. I don't know whether Lamaisa, you were shot completely, or whether he was just cooling off in there and, you know, moving his hands, but he never really went to be shut. I don't know what he was being mocked here. But Lamaisa, swimming pool per se, an enclosed swimming pool, doesn't have the dinim of merichats and so on. These are meant to be cold water things. They're not merichatsos. There's no gzera merichatsos on swimming pools. And therefore, there's no iser in going swimming on Shabbos, as long as it's only over to the focus. You're used to the gzera of merchatzos, basically. But there's be no problem in an actual swimming pool that has an edge, which is a confusable with a nar, and is in a chatzir, so there's no chashash of water going from one rishus to another. And therefore, hakol sharir v'kayam. Assuming that the outers are separate.
That's
America.
Oh, that would already be.